The latest from our daily newsletter at podnews.net. Facebook has launched its in-app podcast experience today. To get listed, you need an invite directly from Facebook, and podcasts will only play in the US. We gather that Buzzsprout, the Joe Budden podcast, and Jam Street Media were some of those chosen to get podcasts set up on their pages. Facebook's Clubhouse clone Live Audio Rooms has also launched. That, again, is for the US only, and Live Rooms are only available on iOS. It's not known when podcasts on Facebook will be rolled out to the other 95.7% of the world's population. BetterHelp remained the biggest US podcast advertiser in May, spending $5.6 million, according to Magellan AI. HelloFresh has cooked up a storm to reach number two. ZipRecruiter has gently lowered itself to number three. Dell increased its spend most in May. Nielsen suggests that light podcast listeners who listen three times or less per month now make up half of all podcast listeners. The data also claims that 42% of all podcast listeners listen to comedy, and that fiction podcasts have gained the most listeners since November 2020. We've just hit 4 million podcasts in the podcast index. The website says 640,000 were active in the last 60 days. The Apple Podcasts app has a thing called Stations in it, which you might not have noticed. Apple Insider has a tutorial on how to use it. Ariel Helwani has announced he's to do an exclusive show for Spotify's The Ringer within Spotify Green Room. We'll do a live show with callers and taking your questions, and it'll be made available as a podcast, he says. This sounds like the first announcement of Green Room being used as a podcast host. Additionally, the MMA Hour with Ariel Helwani returns to SB Nation and the Vox Media Network from mid-August, the companies have announced. Lemonada Media has officially launched its Apple Podcasts subscription channel. Listeners get bonus content, discounted merch, and behind-the-scenes access for $4.99 a month. In the UK, Podcast Radio has signed a deal with Triton Digital, and podcast analytics company Chartable has added episodic retention, which is either something that you could fix if you ate just a little more fibre, or a new metric to help understand the effects of your podcast marketing. And in podcast news, Latina to Latina has hit 1 million downloads and released a new logo and design. The show in its third year is produced by Lantiga Williams & Co. Congratulations to Weird AF News for hitting episode 1,000. It claims to be the only daily weird news podcast recorded in a closet, unless you know different. Edith! Is a narrative satirical podcast from Q-Code and Crooked Media and launches today. The untold true-ish story of the first female US president. Dish! Launches soon. It's a new podcast that serves up a hilarious conversation about food and culture for Australian broadcasters Tegan Higginbottom and Paul Verhoeven. And Smokescreen! I Am Rama is a new season of Neon Hum's investigative documentary podcast. It follows the pull of a spiritual leader known as Rama and the complex legacy of what he left behind. And finally, PodClock, our podcast about time and absolutely not built as an April Fool's joke, now has new audio in a new episode called Who Are You? The audio tells you your podcast app's user agent and your IP address, while the show notes do the same for whatever looked at the RSS feed. It might be good for testing, and yes, you're welcome. And that's the latest from our newsletter. For all the links, we're at podnews.net.